You have identified the title. You have, or you have planned the tentative titles from which you are going to finalize one title at the end of your manuscript writing. Now there comes author details. Authors must be defined at this stage only. Not only the names, but also the order of the authors in the manuscript. And authorship must be assigned to the people only who have given their intellectual contribution in the manuscript preparation and the research work. It should never be used as a favor or as a gift. See the journal's guidelines for knowing presentation of author's detail, like name and affiliation. As you can see in this example of one of our papers of phytotherapy, the full names are there, first name first, last name last, separated by the comma, and the affiliations are marked with A and B and given after their names. Alternatively, in another title, it is a paper of our team from Indian Drugs Journal. In this last name, followed by the initials of first name, separated by the comma. So it depends on the journal's guidelines how the name should be mentioned in author details. As far as the affiliations are concerned, the authors may have single or multiple affiliations. Corresponding author's details like name, affiliation, contact details like phone and email ID must be there. Apart from institutional address, give email which you use more frequently rather than the one which you do not use normally. As we can see in this example, we have given with asterisk marked on the corresponding author, the details of corresponding author is given that for correspondence, and the details of the corresponding authors is given there. So this was all about the title page. You can say the title page, a single page in which the title of the article, authors' names, their affiliation, a running title, and corresponding author's details are given. Sometimes it also contains the type of articles on the top left corner, like original research article or short communication, as per the journal's guidelines. Now we will move to planning the abstract. Abstract are just like the trailer of a film. They provide the summary or the central idea of your entire work. For writing the abstract, follow word limit 200 to 300 words in general. The format, it must be either unstructured or structured. Unstructured means in just a running paragraph, the entire abstract is there. And the structured abstract, it is mentioned under some heads like background, name and objectives, method, result, and conclusion. Never use abbreviations in the abstract. And you should also not give all the quantitative results in the abstract itself. Rather, you should give only the main quantitative results which are representative of the study and cover the complete study. It is very important. Do not use even a single unnecessary word. Make the short sentences with clarity. Write in draft stage. Abstract must be written in draft stage and finalize at last in manuscript writing before the final check. Just like the title we considered. So let me give you some tips. Remember, it is the face of the article. Editors, peer reviewer, make preliminary opinion about the article just by reading the abstract. Reader, decide to read your article only after being convinced by the author in the abstract. Take this very seriously. Check it word by word for 100% accuracy. After the abstract, there comes keywords. Keywords are the words which are used by the researchers or the readers to search an article. So what you have to do, you will have to choose the words which are not there in title. Use relevant and hot or most popular words which are often used to search the work like yours. Think from the viewpoint of a reader and choose the best 5 to 6 keywords. Generally, just 5 to 6 keywords are allowed, maximum. In paper, they are placed just after abstract. Or in online system, some special sections are there for inserting the keywords. Dear learners, we covered planning the title, authorship details, abstracts, and keywords. Now we will move to the IMRAD. IMRAD stands for, as we mentioned, introduction, method, result, and discussion.